Researchers with UTEP's Border Region Modeling Project presented their financial forecasts for Las Cruces, El Paso, and Mexico's Ciudad Juarez and Chihuahua City during a recent forum. New Mexico, and Las Cruces in particular, has been slow to recover since the recession hit more than 10 years ago in December 2007. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, New Mexico's unemployment rate finished 2017 at 6%, about 2% above the national average. The Las Cruces jobless rate in November was slightly higher at 6.3%. UTEP Professor of Economics Tom Fullerton says the city's sluggish recovery is largely because of state and federal budget woes.
And that's hurt the overall economic performance of the city because the public sector represents a proportionally larger segment of the Las Cruces metropolitan economy than it does elsewhere in New Mexico or in El Paso.
Meanwhile, El Paso is seeing a 40-year low in unemployment. It was 4% in December and has remained under 6% for three straight years, for the first time since mid-1973. That's despite El Paso having a higher jobless rate than Las Cruces during the height of the recession.
So they face the same problem, but the economy is a little bit larger and a little more diverse here in El Paso than it is in Doña Ana County.
Fullerton says the lack of diversification in Las Cruces translates into slower rates of business and income growth.
It's been a tough 10-year period, and that's not unique to Las Cruces. That has been observed in most of the state of New Mexico as a whole.
Project Associate Director Adam Walke, who co-authored the report with Fullerton, says he expects Las Cruces to keep growing in the next few years, but the outlook isn't bright beyond the current forecast.
At some point, and it's hard to say when, the national and state economies are going to return to recession, and at that point we would expect a rise in unemployment and lower GMP in Las Cruces as in other places. But for the short term, in the next 2 years, we expect the economy in Las Cruces to continue growing.
GMP stands for Gross Metropolitan Product and measures a city's economic performance. According to the report, Las Cruces' GMP is projected to be more than $5.8 billion by 2019, while El Paso is forecasted to grow to nearly $28 billion. The report says while business in Las Cruces is gradually strengthening, the total number of businesses will still be below 2007 peak levels through 2019. Population growth in Doña Ana County has also leveled off since the recession. The report's estimates put the county's population in 2019 at 217,000 residents, just 12,000 more people than in 2009. Fullerton says people are finding better jobs out of state in Texas and Arizona. Median inflation-adjusted household income in Las Cruces was $41,215, according to 2016 U.S. Census data. That's more than $2,000 lower than El Paso, and $4,000 lower than the state average. One major risk that will impact the borderplex economies is the outcome of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. If the U.S. pulls out of the agreement, Fullerton says analyses show Mexico and Canada will both fall into fairly steep recessions, while the U.S. will fall into a shallower recession accompanied by higher prices.
Well, that combination is referred to, at least during the Carter years of economic history in the United States, as stagflation. So we may observe the reemergence of stagflation in the United States.
Fullerton says many companies are aware of the risks of NAFTA's restructuring and have been putting together contingency plans to work around the agreement. There are some bright spots. Total employment in the Mesilla Valley has exceeded 102,000 people for the first time. Fullerton says the private sector in Las Cruces is seeing gains and will continue to do well.
Manufacturing has stabilized. It's growing a little bit. Trade and transportation are doing much better, retail trade and transportation. The hotel sector, the hospitality sector is doing well in Las Cruces, and the healthcare sector is doing well. But the private sector, can't do it all by itself in Las Cruces.
Walke agrees Las Cruces has a lot of strong points and says the city should continue to diversify its economy to increase growth.
It has a strong tradition in attracting retirees, you know, people who come from other states to enjoy the weather in the Southwest. And I think that that's something that they can capitalize on in the future and perhaps grow, use that as a catapult to grow at a faster pace.
Walke says the recently passed federal tax bill will likely increase GMP and lower unemployment in the short term for Las Cruces and El Paso. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.